Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of BluePower.com. Tonight we're talking with Mr. Alistair Green, a young man from Santa Barbara, California, who has an exceptional gift, an exceptional playing gift. And we just went out for a cup of coffee, and we were talking about some things that he's doing at present. And you're working with Mr. Ainsley Dunbar, huh?
Yeah, Ainsley Dunbar, the man.
The drummer, yes. The drummer himself. What are you doing with him?
Well, right now we're just kind of getting a bunch of material together in the hopes that we are going to go play some gigs at the beginning of the year or towards spring or something like that. So that's kind of been what we've been up to, which has been challenging because we're doing a lot of stuff that he's played on over the years, which runs the musical gamut. So
some of the Frank Zappa stuff,
we're
huh?
doing, yeah, some Zappa and some early Journey and some stuff from his solo records, which is, you know, British blues, you know, from the...
And said you were doing some of your tunes,
we're
too.
We're doing a couple songs off my CD as well. So, yeah, it's been really challenging, and it's done wonders for my guitar chops, that's for sure.
He's a man with impeccable time.
Yeah, he is. and he's still playing his butt off.
Excellent.
I mean, he's kicking serious butt.
So you get to get together. He comes up to your place up in Santa Barbara.
He's in Santa Barbara, and we've got, you know.
Oh,
our,
so he doesn't all, have far to go.
Yeah,
huh?
So we're all set up in my studio, and, you know, we've been working on material and getting it together, so hopefully we'll get to do some gigs.
Marvelous.
So, yeah.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world with that.
Well, thanks.
Shouldn't need too much luck, though. With your playing and his playing, man, if you get some just other good ancillary people to play with, you got it made.
Yeah, actually, the bass player that's in my band has been playing bass as well. Jack Kennedy's playing in that project, and we've got a young keyboard player playing with us, so we've got the, you know, drums, bass, keys, guitar, quartet thing happening.
Quartet thing. That's an easy combination to take on the road. It's not too many people.
Yeah, exactly, totally.
Well, let's get back to your CD.
Okay.
Why don't we play a cut called Ramblin' Mine? That's a Muddy Waters tune,
That's
right?
a Muddy Waters tune. The version that I got this off of is off of a record called After the Rain, which is kind of a more sort of rock-based record, which is probably panned by blues critics. But the version that is on the record isn't that far removed from our version, surprisingly. So.
Well, yeah. So people pan a lot of things, right? Pan this fish. All right, here we go. Ramblin' Mind, Mr. Alistair Green.
Bye.
That was Mind to Ramble, Mr. Alistair Green. What label is that on, by the way?
My own.
AGSongs.com?
Yep, exactly.
Let's see. Alistair Green. RM. Yep. 0001. What does the RM stand for?
Ryatsula Music, which is my name spelled backwards.
Ryansula.
Ryatsula.
Ryatsula. Yeah. That's good. You never know. You know, someone could take this. A guy once told me, a guy named Randy Wood, who was the president of Dot Records, which was a big label in the 50s and the early 60s. And he told me, he said, you know, you can take a record, you can cut a record. And if it's a hit, you can take it to New York City and take it on the corner of, like, Broadway and Fifth, or if those two cross.
Right.
And you can take the record and you can put it under a rock and leave it. That may only make one copy. And some guy will come up and pick it up, take it home, play it, go, geez, this is great. And take it somebody else who get it to a radio station. In essence, you can't stop a hit. So if you've got one on here, man, you got a freight train rolling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't stop it. But if it doesn't get out there, it never gets heard.
Right.
And that's the problem with so many great players and so many great bands, is they never get product out into the mainstream.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I imagine you must be working on new songs all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got, you know, some tunes that we've been working on for, you know, that didn't make the record that
yeah.
we're still fine-tuning. And there's always a plethora of cover songs to do. You know?
Tons of tons, yeah. So who is your manager?
Right now I'm being managed by a guy named Sam Scranton up in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And he holds a fascinating position.
Yeah, he runs the Santa Barbara Bowl, which is about a 4,000-seat venue that, you know, they get a lot of great acts in there and stuff. So, you know, he knows the industry. We're, you know, keeping it going.
Keeping it going. Keeping it alive.
Perpetuating the dream.
What made you think that you could become a great player and musician and perhaps have a shot at getting a record out and becoming a star,
so to speak? I never really thought about that. It was always kind of, well, I mean, we talked earlier. I mean, my grandfather played music.
Right.
So I guess it was just kind of something that I wanted to do. Just from a young age, is just to play music. So, you know, I started on saxophone and did the, you know, standard piano lessons for a couple of years. And
the scales.
Yeah, and then, you know, started playing guitar in high school and stuff. And it was just kind of always something that I did. And then once I started playing guitar, it's just like, oh, this is really fun. I wonder if there's a way to make a living doing this.
So. Yeah, I started out as a drummer. And but they're too hard to run with. And some of the bands I played with, we needed to run a lot. But I like guitar because it was simple. Actually, I like playing piano because you don't even have to carry anything to the gig. But now these poor B3 guys, man, please.
Yeah.
They all have bad backs, right?
Yeah, unless they get it cut down and portable and stuff. But even then, it's still a...
You were talking earlier about your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about him some more.
Well, my grandfather was Chico Alvarez, who played trumpet with... Stan Kenton back in the 40s and the 50s, and was an amazing player.
One of the great big bands of all time.
Oh yeah, and those records are, you know, amazing. And he got to take a lot of solos on those records. So it's neat to put that on, you know, put on some of those old live Stan Kenton records, because I guess they used to do like a lot of ballrooms and dances and stuff, and just hear him wailing over the top of it, you know. And, you know, since I was a kid, that was just really inspiring. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think I took that for granted just because, well, there's Grandpa and he plays trumpet. And I didn't really have any sort of perspective on it until I got older. And I don't know, I'm more inspired by him. I mean, I've, you know, sat down and tried to learn some trumpet licks here and there on guitar. But it's just kind of more of like, you know, it's really inspiring to know that, you know, he, you know, made an impact on a lot of, you know, players from that, you know, era. And granted, you know, he wasn't, you know, Miles Davis, but, you know, he did, you know, play along with a lot of, you know, great. He played with Maynard Ferguson, you know, who was in the band for a while, and Buddy Childress, and, you know, he was a great guy, and he was a great player.
Did you get to hang out with him much?
I did actually hang out with him. He used to live in Las Vegas, and we'd go and visit, and we'd hang out, and he'd have, you know, a random gig here and there, and He came over to Santa Barbara one time. They brought him over in a limo to go play a country club or something like that. And, you know, and so I didn't realize, you know, who he was, you know, in the jazz world. It was like, oh, well, grandfather must be pretty good if they're bringing him over in a limo to play a country club, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got to hang with him. Actually, the last time I saw him, he was playing some gig with a small ensemble in some, you know, bar in Vegas. Loving what he was doing up until, you know, his last days. He was just digging music and playing it, you know, and that, you know, has really kind of sunk in with me. It's about loving it and doing it regardless of what level you're at or where you're at in your career.
Absolutely. It's just about the playing instead of the money.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what he was about. He was about playing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's great. I mean, you have a song on your CD that you wrote for him?
Yeah, it was a little acoustic thing that I kind of came up with, and it was about the time that he passed away. I kind of started working around with this melody, so I decided to call it Chico for him, you know, and put one on the record for Grandpa.
Let's play it. What do you say? Must have loved your grandfather, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Did he ever take you fishing?
No, actually, I mean, we didn't hang out a whole lot. I mean, you know, we'd hang out in the desert in Vegas and go looking for lizards and stuff to catch when I was a kid. So instead of catching fish, you're trying to catch lizards.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I always throw people off because I grew up in the South, man. That was a big thing, fishing,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Fishing down there, man, catching some catfish. Oh, yeah. But I can understand. I mean, you know, it depends on where you come from.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just would have been nice if I'd have had my grandfather around. Because I sure did miss him. But he went a long time. He went before I came to America, actually. And that's another story we won't even get into. But what are your aspirations, Alistair?
Well, I mean, right now it's just to kind of keep the ball rolling, you know, get out and, you know, hopefully this next year, get out and play with my band, hopefully get out and play with Ainsley's project, and to get back in and knock out another record, you know, and kind of just keep being creative and get the, I really just want to get out and play a lot more, you know.
You like playing in front of an audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like, you know, playing, period, but it's nice when there's people
feedback,
there. Yeah,
right.
and just, you know, the interaction with people in the audience and stuff. But that's where, you know, I think it lives, you know, for a lot of musicians is playing live and just having the interaction with the musicians on stage, and especially music where you can be interactive and it doesn't have to be something that's rehearsed to death and can be, you know, it's like, you know, a big conversation. It's just... you're playing, you know, and everyone's sharing and giving, you know. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, let's play one of your influences. You want to play some Elmore James?
Yeah.
You brought that CD?
I brought an Elmore.
All right. I tell you what. We'll stop right here, and we'll let you surprise us with a cut. All right?
Sounds good.
You've got it, buddy.
All right.
That was Mr. Alistair Green. Love Too Strong, an Albert King song. That's a masterful playing, man. You play mighty in tune. I really like that.
Well, thanks.
Really enjoy that. It's a hard thing. We were talking about singing, how when you stand up and sing in front of an audience, at least I do, I feel naked.
Yeah, it's definitely a trip, especially if you're not, you didn't grow up doing it. It's something you've kind of tried to teach yourself over the years. It's definitely a different world.
Well, you do both parts very, very well.
Well, thanks, John.
Very pleased to have you here on Blue Power. Mr. Green is going to play something live for us, and we're going to take the show out with that. So I want to thank everybody for listening to BluePower.com. Send me some email. Tell us how you like it. Ask us for anything you'd like, any artists you'd like to have us do a show on. You know, write us a letter. John Reese, one word, JOHNRHYS at BluePower.com. We'd be glad to hear from you. So what are you going to do for us, Mr. Green?
We'll do something that's not on the record, something called Say What You Want.
Excellent. Be proud to hear it.
All right. Thanks for having me, John.
Thanks. Proud to have you here.
Say what you want, but it won't mean a thing. Till it makes your ears ring. You can tell her you'll be a mighty king. Say what you want, but it won't mean a thing. You can say what you want to that woman of stone. She just wants you to leave her alone. Yeah, I know what I know, cause I've already tried. And I know what I know, and I've already cried. Yeah, and she wouldn't care if I up and died. Yeah, I know what I know, cause I've already tried. You can say what you want to that woman of stone. She just wants you to leave her alone. End of the bar. Yeah, licking my wounds and counting my scars. Yeah, you wouldn't care if you're a movie star. Yeah, I'm sitting alone at the end of the bar. You can say what you want to that woman of stone. She just wants you to leave her alone.